Hello. This week we have the pleasure of reporting on two events which are big in the Norfolk calendar. The showground was full of visitors last week to the Norfolk show, and the showground also publishes ambitious plans for the future. The city was full on Saturday for the Lord Mayor's Parade and more visitors to the city for the Norwich Lanes Fair, which was apparently a great success. And also we hear of an accolade for Elm Hill. We'll start with the Norfolk show. It's been the best show for a generation. That's the message from organisers behind this year's Royal Norfolk show. Predictions of 90,000 visitors to the two-day event at the Norfolk Showground remain on target after an amazing turnout. The number of adult tickets was the highest amount sold in years, and more than 8,250 school children attended to enjoy everything on offer. Mark Nicholas, Managing Director of the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, explained that it was important to focus on much, much more than just numbers. He said there has been such a different mix of visitors to this year's show, from first-timers to those who had been away for a number of years. If you take a step back and look at the show as a whole, it has come back stronger after the longest break it has had since the Second World War. We wanted to bring back a show that everyone knows and loves, and it's been a resounding success, the best show for a generation. Visitors to the show on the second day were met with minimal traffic disruptions and enjoyed a warm day free of rain. In the morning, the RAF Falcons freefall team had to circle the showground for around 10 minutes before their descent due to the low-lying cloud. As a result of the good weather, floral displays around the show added a stunning splash of colour. This was a theme replicated with the show's fashion this year, both chic and vibrant. The Royal Norfolk Show is estimated to bring in £20 million for the local economy.
Bosses at the Norfolk Showground have announced an ambitious 10-year plan to make the venue a flagship destination. Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, which owns the site on the edge of the city, has already lodged plans to build a £2.5 million food hall and market garden. It has also submitted a bid for a year-round campsite to South Norfolk Council. But Mark Nicholas, Managing Director, has revealed a further proposal to revamp a large barn area into a 400-square-metre live entertainment arena. The currently open agricultural space would be transformed to host live music, conferences and cultural celebrations. He revealed further plans to utilise the green space surrounding the potential venue, including the launch of a new park run and a trail of outdoor exercise equipment.
The annual Lord Mayor's celebration returned to Norwich with a plume after a two-year absence on Saturday, and it seems people couldn't wait to get their party started. The city streets were packed with the revellers eager to get loose alongside family and friends. The traditional procession began at the Marsh car park off Queen's Road at 3 p.m. and was led as always by Snap the Dragon and Norwich's Town Crier. A wide range of colourful acts from Norwich's Filipino organisation to Queen's Hill School all made their way down All Saints Green and Wesselgate before turning right on Red Lion Street to go onwards past Castle Meadow. The route was slightly different to previous years, with roadworks on St Stephen's Street preventing the parade from making its triumph march down the city's central street. But after passing thousands of cheering onlookers, the parade arrived at its end point in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral. Following the procession, there was no lull in the party spirits as the pirate disco rocked up ashore in St Stephen's Street. Speakers blasted out high-energy tunes as people danced the night away in the middle of the road. Hundreds gathered, armed with glow sticks, lukewarm beverages and their best dance moves. Once the pirate disco had locked up its treasure trove of party anthems, it was on to City Hall for a dazzling fireworks display. Norwich's skyline was lit up with pops of colour and smoke as the Lord Mayor, Kieran Maguire, and his entourage stood upon the building's balcony in front of the vast crowd.
The carnival-like atmosphere at the Norwich Lane Summer Fair will make the fine city a destination for years to come, business owners have predicted. The whirlwind weekend saw thousands of city folk and visitors alike visit the historic shopping streets. St Giles Pantry in Upper St Giles Street marked its Norwich Lane Summer Fair debut with the launch of two brand new gins and an oyster bar. Owner Alam Sabol said, "This weekend was incredible. We kept the party going. It was a real carnival atmosphere. It was well received by everyone." Jenny Knight, supervisor at St Benedict Street's The Bicycle Shop, was rushed off her feet while the party carried on outside their venue. "It was quite an amazing day," she said. "What made it so amazing was that we spread out outside." Over in Lower Goat Lane, Lisa Angel manager Holly Gugelmutzi enjoyed the day-long party. She said, "There was a really exciting atmosphere and you could tell that everyone was having a nice time. We're proud to be part of the lanes. People want to experience the local shops and get that feel of the city, and that's what was being brought through the streets all day. There was a chilled vibe and we had the chance to enjoy it as the day went on. It definitely brought new people to this side of the city to experience what we have to offer."
A medieval street in Norwich has been named one of the most beautiful in the world. Elm Hill was named by estate agent comparison site Gent Agent among the world's 10 most eye-catching streets. It was also included on the website's list of the top 10 in the UK. Elm Hill is the most complete medieval road in the city and was almost entirely destroyed by a major fire in 1507. The only surviving building is the Britain's Arms. It has since featured in multiple films and TV shows, including Stardust and Jingle Jangle. Other streets listed in the UK included the Shambles in York, Golden Hill in Shaftesbury and Circus Lane in Edinburgh. And some of the other streets in the world were in New Orleans in the USA, Venice in Italy and Cusco province in Peru.